For musicians, there's no substitute for a live audience. The pandemic forced them to learn to live without in-person concerts and play behind the screen. 90.5 WESA's Sydney Roach reports many artists have learned from the experience, but are excited to get back to live shows.
It kind of feels like you're playing into the void, in a way.
That was Lorna McGee, the principal flautist of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
So you have to really imagine and trust that people are out there and friends and family, and to sort of try and capture that spirit of an exchange rather than just me playing at a computer screen.
McGee, like all musicians, had to trade performances on the stage for ones on computer screens during the pandemic. She originally had some reservations about playing online concerts.
There's this added dimension of technology. You just hope you don't mess it up or you don't, your microphone is working.
One thing she hopes to see continue after the pandemic is online masterclasses with her peers in her home country in Britain.
I've sort of been able to be a little bit reconnected with some of the music schools back in Britain, because, they wouldn't be able to fly you over to do a masterclass. But since everything is online, they can invite guests from all over the world.
Treble NLS from One Hood Media says he took the time to reflect and reconsider his focus as an artist.
I realized my strengths. I realized my weaknesses. I realized that my weaknesses were just me using my strengths the wrong way, and it helped me shift my whole life direction.
Treble is an educator and song producer from One Hood Media and says he found the ability to create what he describes as a vibe from behind a screen.
How do I want to, portray certain words? How do I want to, do I need to adjust any lighting? It's like making me think about parts of my performance that I didn't have to think about before the pandemic,
Treble says he struggled to find a way to set the mood without the energy of a live crowd. He says he asked viewers to close their eyes and think about his words.
There's not much I can do to stimulate you visually, so I'm gonna stimulate you mentally. Let's go on a mental trip.
Even after the pandemic, Treble wants to continue refining his audio engineering skills so that he doesn't have to rely on sound equipment that can break in the middle of a performance.
If they were working with like a janky mic, you couldn't really do much about that. It was just like, people can't really hear me, but I have to give a performance. But now it's like, I can edit the performance however I please before people see it.
PSO violinist Irene Chang also sees some benefit to playing online, like playing music outside of her normal repertoire.
I would never have searched out certain composers. I would never have thought to play serious duos with one of my best friend from the orchestra.
And she's also been able to perform for more areas in the country and the world through the orchestra's virtual series. Still, she misses the audience.
We connect with them through stares, through looks, through smiles, through everything, tears sometimes. It's kind of hard to just perform and then not have any of that.
Chang says the lack of feedback isn't the only thing missing in online performances.
Of course we miss the audience, but I think most of all, we musicians who play together so much and travel together and basically know each other so well, it's more like missing a family.
She says the next time the PSO family gets together in person to play after an entire year mostly online will be very emotional. I'm Sydney Roach, 90.5 WESA News.